The Trump administration has been rolling back Obama-era regulations meant to help reduce climate change, claiming that will spur the economy. But according to a report from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, a government agency, the exact opposite will happen. The report concludes that climate change is the major threat to the U.S. financial system and the American economy, not the regulations to curb it. And it cites drought, flooding, fires. As places in the West burn, the report points to the first climate change-related bankruptcy, the utility PG&E, last year after wildfires, and offers dozens of policy recommendations, including climate-related stress tests for banks. For more on this first-of-its-kind bipartisan federal report, we're joined by Skype by the chair of that panel that produced it, Robert Litterman. He's a founding partner of the investment firm Kepos Capital. Bob, welcome.
Thank you.
And we know that there were dozens of analysts from top firms, academic experts, a lot of input into this report. Paint us your picture of how climate change-related events could impact the financial markets.
You know, that's a great question. There are so many potential scenarios, and I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen. There's so many different dimensions to it, the human dimension, the health impact, national security dimension to it. What we focused on was not so much the broad impacts to the economy, what could happen to the financial system, and what could happen to banks, asset valuations, and so on. And the fundamental problem is that we're not pricing the risk. We have to create those appropriate incentives to reduce emissions.
Well, you talk about pricing the risk. You say we're not pricing carbon at its true cost, either through taxes on people who are emitters or a credit system so polluters can buy and sell credits. This has been talked about for decades. And this was a Commodities Commission commissioned report. And we're thinking of a derecho that just flattened the corn crop. You talk about banks in the Midwest. In other words, when a corn crop is flattened, maybe banks will not make loans. I mean, take it further into the financial system.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. We worry about different kinds of risks, transition risks, which are associated with moving to the low carbon economy, and also physical risks, such as the droughts, the rains, hurricanes, and so on. And these can be both systemic for the entire financial system, or they can be subsystemic. You could have a drought in a particular area in the Midwest that would really be devastating to that region and the banks in that region. We could have events that happen one after the other that over time weaken the financial system. The climate-related events could compound other impacts, such as the COVID pandemic. These are all the kinds of things that could happen, and we have to be prepared.
Well, in fact, your report and people on the panel have compared this to the coronavirus and this idea that it becomes a contagion. So you mentioned banks. If there's a drought, banks might have to limit loans. Home values plummet after events like fires, floods, droughts. That means that towns don't get the tax revenue that they expected. Insurance companies could completely withdraw from California. You're talking about the whole financial system being impacted. Why isn't this seen? I mean, is part of the problem here that people too often look at the stock market and think that that will tell us how the financial system is doing when often it's a false prophet?
I think that we are seeing the impacts of climate, and I think people understand it. I think there's a collective action problem here. You know, we've seen a lot of actually very important lessons come out of the COVID crisis, and they apply to climate as well. And one of those lessons is that we're all part of an interdependent society. And, you know, the urgency of addressing these risk management crises. Time is a scarce resource when you're trying to manage risk. If we have enough time, we can solve a problem. But as with COVID, we kind of blew it in the first couple of weeks, and then it was impossible to wind back the clock. The same thing could happen with respect to climate. I hope it's not too late, but we won't know for decades, you know, what the impacts of what we do today are. We have to take action urgently. That's one of the key messages from this report.
Well, for instance, the report is calling for the reversal of the rule that's being proposed by the Trump administration's Labor Department. We've spoken about it here. It would forbid retirement investment managers from considering environmental consequences in their financial recommendations. And as your report points out, part of this financial infrastructure you're talking about is retirement plans, pension plans. But how do you get the current administration to reverse that thinking, to get them to understand that investment managers have to consider environmental consequences?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that makes this report so powerful is that it was a consensus document. We had support not only from, you know, environmental organizations and academics, but also from banks, from insurance companies, from oil companies. This is something that everyone in the financial markets understands now. They agree on it. There's so much that we do agree on. This is a roadmap for how to move forward to provide insurance that the financial markets don't, you know, run into the kinds of problems that we might if we ignore this problem.
Robert Litterman, founding partner of the investment firm Kepos Capital, who led the panel within the Commodity Futures Trading Commission that produced this report on how climate change is threatening the financial markets. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.